Well, I think as we're about to find out, it's been yet another very busy day at Barfoots of Botley, but Nathan Delicott, who's the farming director, has taken time out at the end of this day to take me to a lovely spot in the sunshine on one field margin. Nathan, if you are asked to describe what the business is here, what is it? You've gone global.
It was a farm first. We invested heavily in facilities and factories, and those types of overheads can't be justified anymore on a seasonal product. So we had to actually expand to maintain our place here. And really, in three directions, the sea is less than half a mile away from us where we're stood. So it's a really beautiful day, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It was lovely as we drove just now through the packing area where they were handling huge quantities of sweet corn that's been picked here today, coming down and then around the margin, the edge of the field. What do we see? How many partridge chicks had just hatched?
Six or seven, wasn't there? Well, I think I saw more than that.
And then some deer. So that environmental dimension is clearly important to you, but very often it's environmental, it's good quality food, but eat local rather than eat international. So how do you reconcile the international side of your business?
I akin it to a relay race, and that a relay race isn't won by one long distance runner, it's won by a sequence of sprinters. So we grow produce in different areas of the world at the right place with the right people, and we move that baton round the globe. So when it actually gets back to being the English turn, we're already at a run. The business is built up, the marketing's established. So if we're putting a consistent message that is leaf on our UK packaging, I feel it very important that the same message is conveyed on all of our packaging.
But you very often hear farmers and consumers with kind of concerns about, say, fresh vegetables and fruits that are imported from Africa. You know, that standards of farming aren't as good in other parts of the world as they are here. How do you respond to that?
I've been fortunate enough to travel through my career, visit the places where the vegetables are grown, and the adherence to the specifications that our customers want actually raises the bar for the growers in those countries. But when you go to the countries elsewhere in the globe now, quite frequently have adopted these principles so well, you find yourself bringing good ideas back to the UK.
And concerns about food miles?
Food miles is important, but the quality of other people's lives in Africa is also important. And when you travel to these countries, they exist by trying to get foreign currency. Our trade with them is very, very important to them moving their lives forward. Too many young men that I've watched in Senegal in particular try to get on a boat and smuggle themselves into one portion of Europe or another. By giving them something more positive to do, kickstart a fledgling industry in agricultural exportation, means they're now staying at home, getting trained, and hopefully they'll stay in their own countries and develop their own futures rather than trying to seek their futures in European countries where probably you could argue we've had our turn.
Well, let's now switch and go all the way to Africa and meet some of the communities who are going to be amongst the very first to become Leafmark certified with the crops that they grow so well.
What are we doing ourselves now in the food ourselves? That's what you did for this. What about us?
Welcome to Kenya. You've now crept into the back of a room where about 30 smaller scale farmers are having 2 days of training in the leaf way of farming. They're learning all about careful agriculture, integrated farm management as it's known. All the farmers have got small farms on the lower slopes of Mount Kenya where they grow a fantastic range of vegetables, both for the local market and for export.
This one here is in one of the main streets in central London. Some of them will be on the edge of the town.
Mary Bosley, agriculture manager for Waitrose, is here to describe the stores in the UK where some of the farmers' produce will be sold.
And here's what they look like inside. So this is how in the different kinds of shops.
Leaf's technical manager is here too. Leaf and Waitrose, with backing from the UK's Department for International Development and their Food Retail Industry Challenge Fund, are guiding the training of African farmers like Anthony Cahir. Anthony's representing five villages who formed a farmers' cooperative to grow together. Earning a better living is their main aim, but they know exactly what they want to do with the money they make from exporting vegetables to the UK. And it's the next generation they want to invest in first.
We in Mount Kenya Cooperative Society, most of our children does not attend the school because of lack of school fees. We intend to improve the living standard of our community. In our cooperative, we intend to start a farmers academy where our farmers can come and learn more about LEAF, about IFM, where people can come and learn.
As well as indoor sessions, the group goes outdoors to visit a farm owned by a local church, which is already farming the LEAF way. The blocks of beans and broccoli and courgettes have wide grassy strips in between, and there are other areas set aside for wildlife. On hand to explain how linking environment and farming makes financial sense is a man who's seen the results for himself.
My name is Nicholas Kahiga. I'm a senior agronomist with SunRIPE in Kenya. I would like to share my experience with you all. We found that we have lots and lots of bird species, a lot of different beneficial insect species, and also to some extent some small mammals. And it doesn't affect our farming business. It actually even increases our productivity, and we have a home for everyone. By this I mean habitats for birds, for bees. It's not actually going to cost us a penny more, but at the end of it all, it might even add value of our product in terms of quality and also in terms of how many more years we are going to be farming in this farm.
Well, from those voices from the slopes around Mount Kenya, right on the equator in East Africa, we heard there not just social and environmental benefits, but some of the economic benefits of this integrated farm management style back here at Barfoots of Botley with Nathan Delacock. Do you see economic benefits?
Absolutely. Profitability is as important an indicator of sustainability as environmental or social aspects. And if our consumer wants this style of farming, he or she can pick it up on the shelf edge. But also, if you're reducing your inputs and you're channeling your inputs onto the most appropriate parts of your farm, one of the other things is you don't actually need to spend a lot more money to achieve this style of farm. It's a frame of mind farming in this style. You don't have to open your wallet, but you do have to open your mind. And that delivers you what you see now. And it also delivers something that people want and will be the difference between them picking up a normal piece of something and a LEAF mark labelled something. If a farming system is passionate about so many things, it's probably fair to say they'll also be passionate about the way it tastes. So from the consumer, I actually feel you're on a win-win. Environmental, and you're probably going to enjoy the product that's in that packet.
It's time when we must finish, and I know that you want to check your phone and see if there's any problems you've got to sort out before you start again tomorrow.
I'm not sure I really want to check it, Susie, but there you are. Thank you very much.
Another day. Thanks a lot.